HarperCollins presents Marnie Midnight and the Moon Mystery by Laura Ellen Anderson. Read by Fern Kay. Meet the Mini Beasts. Marnie, friendly, enthusiastic, and loves anything to do with the moon. Floyd, glambulous and rather fond of cheese and onion crisp crumbs. Star, princess of the seven anthills and not to be messed with. Mabel and Marvin, Marnie's mum and dad. Mabel loves to write detailed to-do lists, while Marvin knits fabulous jumpers. Milo loves to eat everything and can't wait to be a big moth. Mr. Atlas, the grumpiest teacher at Mini Beast Academy and loves to give out extra homework. Chapter 1. 27 Garden Fences Away. In the little town of Thimbledown stood a big budlet tree where some teeny tiny creatures lived, and these teeny tiny creatures were going on a very big adventure. The snail rail raced underground along the slime line at super speed. The bugs on board rode in colourful shell carriages, and the air was full of hums and clicks and flitters and flutters of critters of all shapes and sizes as they set off on their morning travels. One carriage in particular was positively bustling. Inside this little shell carriage sat the Midnights, a moth family who now had one less caterpillar and one more moth, for Marnie Midnight had recently transformed. Marnie was the first of her brothers and sisters to metamorphose from caterpillar to moth. She had cocooned on a drizzly Wednesday evening, wrapped up snug as her body changed. Marnie's days spent wriggling along ivy stems and chomping on cabbage leaves were now over. She had been there, done that, and got the caterpillar t-shirt. Now she was a big moth and ready to take on the world. "Wriggling worm tails! I love having wings!" cried Marnie, flapping them enthusiastically and almost knocking her little brother Milo out of the carriage window. Marnie hadn't quite got used to her new wings yet. They were much larger than she thought they'd be and often got rather tangled. Moth's wings had all sorts of different patterns on them. Marnie's were black and grey with curved white shapes that looked a bit like the moon. Marnie was very happy about this because she adored anything to do with the moon. She also had two fluffy feelers on her head, along with a mop of messy black hair and big orange eyes. Today, Marnie and her brand new wings were on a very exciting journey, accompanied by travel snacks, bubbly sap shakes, and some crispy crests for Milo, who was still a squidgy little caterpillar. Marnie's 48 other siblings were still tiny eggs stuck on the underside of a huge leaf at the very top of the budlet tree that was, by now, quite a few garden fences away.
"It's wonderful to see you embracing your new form, little one," said Papa Moth,
his floofy moustache hairs protruding almost as much as the hair on his slightly wonky antennae. Marvin Midnight was a wing doctor and always wore a jumper he'd knitted, usually one with very loud designs that cheered up his patients. "Being a moth is so much better than being a caterpillar," said Marnie with a grin, as she chomped on a bag of petal puffs. "I don't have to live on a diet of cabbage and cress anymore. Nectar is much yummier."
"I still can't get over the fact you're off to Mini Beast Academy," said Mama Moth, wiping a happy tear from her eye.
Mabel Midnight was a chef at the Ruddy Carpet, their local restaurant, and always tried out the new recipes at home, much to Marnie's delight. Her large
sample complete. Ready to continue?